Hey, how's it going, guys? Welcome to the Guardians of Destiny 2 podcast. It's been coming up in chat a lot recently about this whole idea that 400 power level gear is going to be available before Forsaken, but only if you do certain activities. If you don't know what I'm talking about, basically, when the prestige raid layers come out, you're going to have up to 400 light level gear, namely weapons, dropping from the prestige raid layers, and you're going to have 400 light level armor dropping from Solstice of Heroes. Now, this is going to present, supposedly, a huge discrepancy in power between people who are maybe a little bit more casual and those who like to raid and like to do the hardcore endgame activities. The strongest opinions I've seen on this have been more in the negative light and more so by those who proclaim to be casual. Now, I'm going to actually disagree with that because, number one, and this is actually the biggest reason right here, largely the argument has been that if you're going to reward people for doing that, those kind of activities, and if you're going to do so in a way that does not alienate the casuals, then it needs to be something that's largely just cosmetic. And for games like, you know, Overwatch or Fortnite, that's been a great way to go about doing things because none of those things can change the actual gameplay experience. You're not any stronger. You're not going to have any more abilities than anybody else. And I can understand the mentality behind that. And in certain cases, yeah, that's definitely going to be a good thing. In this case, in a looter shooter like Destiny 2, I don't see that as a positive because, number one, you want to reward people's time somehow, some way. And granted, having more different types of gear can also do that. But at the same time, having more power also matters too. However, even if you give the people more power in this case, because right now the max light for any of these activities is 385, the current delta scaling actually doesn't even let you go above that in the activity. So say you're going to go queue up for a strike, and the strike is 360. That strike is going to essentially delta scale you down to 360 effectively so that you essentially kind of match up with whatever's in that strike. So it's actually a bit of a challenge. Same goes for the raids. The raids are going to downscale you to the max light of that activity so that it's like somewhat of a fair challenge. So having 400 light literally means nothing because anywhere you're going to use light, you're going to be downscaled. And in PvP, light is a joke because light literally has zero effect on your power there. It's actually light level disabled. So there's literally no benefit from having higher than 385 light before Forsaken. And once you hit Forsaken, you're probably going to get blues that are 400 because the new power cap is 600. Now, granted, that's probably with mods, and that's probably before the first raid comes out, or it might be when the first raid comes out. Either way, the power level that's going to be attainable in Forsaken is so much higher that by the time you finish the story, you're probably not going to care anymore. You're probably going to be like 450 or something like that, or maybe a little bit less, who knows. But it's not going to be that big of a difference. It's just like having the Trespasser in Rise of Iron, or actually right before it came out. Everyone from Taken King was trying their hardest to go and re-roll all these exotic engrams to try and get the Trespasser when that was bugged and dropping a little bit early because it gave you a little bit of extra light. And then there was a set of, I think it was like Titan Pants, that dropped as an exotic that were also like a little bit higher light. And it amounted to literally just one more light. And people freaked out over it, and they were trying so hard to get it. And yeah, it's nice to have a higher number as your light. But if it does literally nothing for the gameplay experience, that light level just became cosmetic. It became a number on the screen that means literally nothing. So I honestly don't have any negative feelings towards that. And furthermore, if you're willing to go out there and do the prestige raid layers and be one of the first people out there, you should get 400 light level faster. You should be rewarded for that because you went out there, you did something that was difficult, or at least at the time it was, because you're one of the first ones or you're one of that first wave that's still kind of like figuring out the best strat, then yeah, reward those people because they're out there putting their effort in there. They're doing work, they're doing very well, and they're successful with what they're doing. So that's why I feel like this whole argument about having 400 light level access stuff early really is just kind of a moot point. As always, if this is your first time here in the podcast, consider hitting that subscribe button and or the favorite button, depending on which platform you're on. If you want to find me on the internet outside of the podcast, you can find me on YouTube as Geronibro, that's Geronibro, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram as Geronibro Games. Have a great rest of your day, and thanks for listening.